With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. He's known across Cayman as the dancing policeman, but in Newlands, Fabian O'Connor is also the man behind a community farm feeding seniors and people in need with organic produce. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebank stopped in to check it out.
Tell me a little bit about the Cayman Community Farm.
Okay, all right. So the Cayman Community Farm is a farm that we feed the less fortunate, the needy, and people who is sick and they need vegetables that is organic, no chemical, no fertilizer. For example, here we grow callaloo. So every morning, especially every Sunday morning, we find seniors coming here on the farm to get callaloo for their breakfast or callaloo to use as a vegetable for their Sunday dinner. And the farm is, this farm is more than welcome at any time. Over here, we have 3 gallon pots.
And these are bok choy?
These are bok choy, callaloo used to be there, and also we have lettuce there and cabbage.
What was the motivation for the starting of the Cayman Community Farm? Because I know a lot of people probably drive by and see it and may not even realize that it's associated with the dancing policeman.
Yeah, that is true. So the farm, originally the farm started out in 2020 when we had the pandemic. So when I was on duty, living here in Newlands, I noticed when there's no movement there, when you have curfew, most of the people who breach that curfew are seniors. And it to me, if the senior does not understand about digital, I'm talking about the internet service, they only have analog phones. So from time to time when I saw them committed that offense and I asked them, ma'am, sir, grandma, grandpa, do you know that today's a no movement? No, officer, I didn't know. I said, what are you doing on the road now? I am hungry, I'm looking something to eat. So the farm start from there. With my conscience, I start to grow vegetables from my backyard in 3 gallon pots. So when I know that I'm going to work in the morning, I get up extra early, cook some food, have my food boxes, reap some vegetables from my backyard. So whenever I saw them on the road and they committed that offense, instead of me prosecuting the seniors, which I don't want no bad blessing to follow me, I give them the good blessing by giving them something to eat and escort them back to their house.
Right. So on a monthly basis, right, what are you producing and how are people getting it?
Okay, so on a monthly basis, how they get it, I will message some people in different communities who know the seniors them that are in great need. And when I send them the WhatsApp information, they will give me the name, the address, and I go there randomly, knock on their door, and I introduce myself to them, and then I will give them the package.
Now, how much different produce do you have growing on the farm?
Okay, now we have more than 15 different types of produce. If you notice, everywhere you walk, you see a different type of vegetable. You have callaloo, you have seasoned pepper, you have scallion, you have okra, you have bok choy, you have lettuce, you also have cabbage, you have bean, you have green bean, you have red bean, you have black bean, you have seasoned pepper, you have tomatoes, you have banana, you have plantain.
I see pawpaw as well.
You have pawpaw as well. You have long bean, you have a watermelon down there. And you have Scotch bonnet there.
So how can people volunteer? When do you need people to volunteer? How can people get involved?
Okay, people can volunteer any day they want, as long as they contact me. I'm out in town, they know where to find me. They have my number, contact number. The website is there. If I get a message that they want to come anytime during the week, I will make preparation for them. They don't even have to bring nothing. We always have water here on ice. Natural water, good water. If they don't drink water, I can find coconut, the real coconut, so they can drink and enjoy the time spending here. If, for example, they have children and they want to bring the kids here, they are more than welcome. Because we have rabbits there as well.
And, really?
Yes.
That was Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks in conversation with Fabian O'Connor at the Cayman Community Farm in Newlands. If you'd like to volunteer or know someone who could benefit, you can email dancingpoliceman@gmail.com or call 325-7259.